And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
Do you know the best way to enjoy yourself during the frozen month of January? It's not skiing or snowshoeing, it's a murder mystery, and Netflix has delivered. Those of you who remember American literary history will know this film's title, The Pale Blue Eye, references an ominous figure of famous writing. The Pale Blue Eye takes place at the West Point Military Academy in 1830, where a stoic police officer has been summoned to investigate the apparent suicide of a young cadet who was found hanging from a tree. To bolster his research of this case, the police officer meets a young, awkward military trainee at the academy named Edgar Allan Poe, who helps solve the riddle of this death. Director and writer Scott Cooper creates a sustained melancholy in this 19th century Gothic mystery. In the vein of films like Sleepy Hollow from 1999, The Others from 2001, or The Awakening from 2011, the old historic look of the Pale Blue Eye has men with bushy sideburns and women in ornate bonnets talking over flickering candlelight. Almost all the dialogue is spoken in delicate, restrained whispers, which keeps the mood of tension and secrecy alive, even as the threat of death grows. This film is adapted from the 2006 historical fiction novel of the same name by Lewis Bayard. In a few moments, the vocabulary and delivery of lines seem too contemporary. Almost like the screenplay and actors forget for a moment the time period we're supposed to be in. But what viewers will likely remember most is not the twists of the mystery unfolding, but the performance of Harry Melling as Edgar Allan Poe. His pale and bony face expresses curiosity, longing, and fear all at the same time. In so many shots, he looks like a spooky bird with his enlarged eyes so close together, he might see things others will not. The Pale Blue Eye won't knock people's socks off. It has no violence, gore, or jump scares, but it at least does well, providing an engaging story that will keep people guessing until the tragic end. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.